Return by Ian McNess.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start our descent towards Manchester. Please take your seats and fasten your seatbelts. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for flying with us, and we hope to see you again soon.
I don't like this bit. My ears always pop.
That's what the sweets were for, Dad. You weren't meant to eat them all during the journey.
Well, I got bored. How would you fasten this damn thing?
Here. There you go. Easy. You managed it on the way up. You just hoping one of the cute stewardesses would come help you?
Of course not.
I was talking to the blonde one when you were in the bathroom. Katie. She lives in your neck of the woods. We got talking about schools. Turns out she went to the same primary as me. A few years after, though. Funny. Never thought about it until recently. Never thought I'd be called home.
Oh, Johnny boy.
Oh, will you cut that out? It was never funny. Giving me that name because you liked the song was cruel even for you, Dad.
Nothing wrong with Danny.
No, there's nothing wrong with Danny. I'm peachy.
What's your problem?
You are. I haven't been here in 15 years and you dragged me back.
I didn't drag you back.
Okay, I dragged me back. By the way, it's Daniel now. I grew up. I'm sorry you weren't there to see it.
Slow down.
I'm doing 30.
It's a 20 zone.
Okay, geez, sorry. Where'd you get this thing from anyway? Rent a shed?
It'll get us where we're going.
I think that was always your problem. Stubbornness.
Slow down.
I did already.
See that?
That's my old school. And Katie the stewardess's. Looking pretty good. Wish we'd had swings and a slide when I was there. Wish I'd had a Katie come to think of it.
You'd have broken them.
Hey, I hope you're talking about the swings.
All you ever did was break things.
Like what? Come on, I need examples here. Don't just accuse me of stuff.
Pottery pig that your mum liked?
I was 7. Jeez, Dad. What else did I break?
The speed limit?
I'm doing 22. You want to arrest me? Is that what you want?
You brought your mother's out when you left.
I hated this place.
Why?
Because nothing ever happened here. I couldn't wait to get away. Don't say I broke her heart. That's not true.
Okay. You broke my heart.
Wasn't there a row of shops just there?
Yep. Got condemned.
The guy in the end had this sweet selection. Like, we'd go along there with our 10p and get sweets, and he had those half-penny ones. So if you were a shrewd planner and went for the gummy bears, you could get 20 sweets with your money. Oh, man, I'd forgotten all that.
I remember you used to like chocolate cinder toffee as well.
Hey, there's another prime example of how a kid's mind works. It's still a quarter, but you seem to get more for your money.
Turn left here. Don't sell them in quarters now. 100 grams is what it is.
Don't remember this.
All new.
Factories. I remember that. Those big warehouses that had been abandoned. Us kids used to try and sneak in and play.
You know what? I want to know about the accent.
Oh, you mean why do I sound like a Yank? Wasn't on purpose. I just kind of lost it along the way. It's been better since then. I always used to get asked where I was from. Nobody'd heard of Salford. Manchester was a different story.
Not long now.
Glad you can navigate. I don't have a clue anymore.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Me too. So, not cleaned in a while then.
Couldn't bring myself to do it.
Hey, so no change there.
Oi! I don't want to hear any comments like that.
Yeah, well, it's the truth. You were so obsessed with being the breadwinner, being the man about the house. Did it ever occur to you that Mum needed more?
Don't you dare try and blame me for this. I was a working mantle till they decided I was standing in the way of progress. And after that, what was I? A victim. A victim of progress.
Coming over here, stealing our jobs.
I never said that.
Not in so many words.
This place has changed. Lost its heart and soul. Since then, things have just gone from bad to worse.
And the trains don't run on time, and the industry's gone away, and the price of fish is on the increase. Dad, just stop and listen to yourself. You think this place is worse off now because all the mines were closed, and people stopped dying from coal dust in their lungs? You think the charm is gone since the mills closed and the children were banned from doing half days? How far back do you want to go, Dad?
Heart and soul are gone.
That's your heart and soul, Dad. I'm sorry about... I'm really sorry about Mum. But you know what? You can't blame everything else for the fact that one person died. It happens. I'm glad I came back here. I think the place is better than it's ever been. Things aren't perfect, but what is?
They want to take our homes away.
Well, then you fight. You fight to stay here. But don't sit there saying that we were better off when the toilets were all outdoors, or before Maggie Thatcher came to power. Oh, okay, bad example. My point...
Stop complaining. Accept change.
No. Stop complaining about change, and start making it work for you.
Ow!
I left here for a reason, Dad. I left because there was no opportunity. There was no future. Now I'm back. Okay, maybe this sounds corny, but now I'm back, I can actually see a future. Still needs to be fought for, still needs to be won.
This isn't your home anymore, and you're not staying.
I came to say goodbye to my mum, and I came to visit my dad. You seen him around? Proud guy. Lived his life the way he wanted to and stood up for what he believed in, even when nobody else did.
That was a long time ago. What do you care anyway?
I don't think I'm going back to the States.
Why not?
Because I've got nothing to go back to. Maybe if I'm here, maybe I can make a difference. I don't know. Katie gave me her phone number. I think I'd like to stay. Keep you company. And hire a cleaner.
So, you're just gonna come back and pretend nothing happened?
No. I'm gonna come back and fight for my city. What are you gonna do, Dad? Curl up and die?
You'll have to lose the accent.
Hey, like everything else, I'll work on it.
In The Return, Martin Drew played Daniel and Andrew Hancock played the father. The piece was written by Ian McNess and directed by Simon Beswick.